This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Bodies continue to be pulled from the earthquake debris in the hardest hit part of Indonesia, located in the country's most densely populated province of West Java, and some 135 miles south of the capital, Jakarta. The death toll now stands at least 268, and that number is expected to climb. More details from AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma.
Idaho authorities say they have no suspect or weapon more than a week after the November 13th killings. The students were killed in their...
Enjot, a survivor, was tending to his cows in the hills around his home when the quake struck. After getting a call from his daughter, he hopped on his motorbike and raced home, arriving to see his neighborhood flattened. Enjot says, "I heard them, other villagers, crying, screaming hysterically, looking for his mother, looking for his father, looking for his brother. I have lost relatives, and my house is also destroyed." Rescue teams carry the body of Enjot's nephew after being retrieved under the rubble. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned the United States on Tuesday that it would face a more fatal security crisis as Washington pushes for UN condemnation of the North's recent intercontinental ballistic missile test. Kim Yo-jong's warning came hours after U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield told an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council that the U.S. will circulate a proposed presidential statement condemning North Korea's banned missile launches. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has now cleared the way for the handover of former U.S. President Donald Trump's tax returns to a congressional committee. After a three-year legal fight, the Democratic-controlled House Ways and Means Committee had asked for 6 years of tax revenues and returns for Trump and some of his businesses from 2015 to 2020. The court orders Tuesday leaves no legal obstacle in the way. The U.S. Treasury Department had refused to provide the records during Trump's presidency, but the Biden administration said that federal law is clear that the committee has the right to examine any taxpayer's return, including the president's. Lower courts agreed, rejecting Trump's claims that the committee only wanted the documents in order to make them public. Investigators continue to run down leads in the fatal stabbings of four University of Idaho students. More from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Idaho authorities say they have no suspect or weapon more than a week after the November 13th killings. The students were killed in their sleep. Police in the town of Moscow say hundreds of leads have been pursued. Detectives have been unable to verify that one of the victims may have been stalked. Stacy Chapin is the mother of victim Ethan Chapin. She says there's been an outpouring of support from around the country.
Your outreach and kind words are profoundly touching. Please know we now consider all of you friends.
Police have asked for public assistance. I'm Norman Hall.
More than 3 weeks after losing re-election bid, President Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil on Tuesday blamed the software bug and demanded the electoral authority and votes cast on most of Brazil's nation's electronic voting machines, though independent experts say that the bug does not affect the reliability of the results. Such an action would leave Bolsonaro with 51% of the remaining valid votes and re-election victory. Marcelo de Bessa, the lawyer who filed the 33-page request on behalf of the president and his liberal party, told reporters. King Charles III welcomed the South African President Cyril Ramaphosa to London Tuesday for the first state visit of his reign, which will include a formal banquet as well as talks with government leaders focused on investment and green energy. Charles and Camilla, the Queen consort, greeted Ramaphosa during a ceremony on the Horse Guards Parade near Buckingham Palace. William and Kate, the Prince and Princess of Wales, also attended. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.